This is the Celebrity Afterlife Report Podcast.
Yo, my homies. It's the Celebrity Medium with another edition of the Celebrity Afterlife Report, the only show on the internet that gives you the up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebrities. We have not one, not two, but three big-name arrivals in the next world to tell you about on this week's show, as well as an update to a story we've been following for some time now. All in all, kind of a blockbuster thing we got going here. All right, numero uno on the new arrivals list here. Hugh Hefner, the founder and publisher of Playboy, just transitioned to the next world at age 91. Very controversial throughout his long career. A lot of people accused him of being a flesh peddler, that he was an exploiter of women, and you can certainly make an argument for that. But he was also a very early champion of civil rights, very outspokenly so, as well as gay rights in the magazine. So, you know, it's not so easy to define him as just a pure good guy or a pure bad guy. He was a complex personality, like a lot of us folks are. A lot of people from his past were present at his welcoming ceremony, including Dick Gregory, who we talked about a few weeks back when he arrived in the afterlife. Gregory attributed his career to Hefner booking him to perform in the original Playboy Club when another comedian named Professor Irwin Corey canceled. Irwin Corey was a really interesting guy, too. He transitioned not all that long ago. I think he was 99 years old. Real character. But anyway, he canceled because he was Jewish and the booking was on a Saturday and he refused to appear on the holy day. But back in those days, black comedians, it was very tough for them to get booked in decent clubs and good clubs. And Hefner booked Dick Gregory, and he said that from that point on, his career really took off. So he has always been a fan of Hugh Hefner's. And when reporters asked Hefner what he planned on doing in the next world, Hefner asked if there was any reason why he couldn't continue doing what he did on the earthly plane. And the reporters went, "You talking about like Playboy?" And then he said, "Yeah." And they said, "No, there's no reason you can't do that." And then he said, "I think you just answered your own question." So apparently his plan is to continue to just run the Playboy empire. Or he's going to have to restart it because, of course, it doesn't exist in the afterlife. But I guess that's what he's thinking of doing? Okay, go with what you know, I suppose, you. Big week for I was gonna bust out the big word, then I couldn't pronounce it. Nonagenary? Is that it? For people in their 90s. I'm trying to say people in their 90s. Monty Hall, longtime host and co-creator of Let's Make a Deal, which is still on TV today, but not with him hosting. He hasn't been the host of it for some time. He just arrived in the afterlife at age 94. So he walked out on stage and he kind of stood there and looked and laughed and he said, "I'm not used to places with just one door." See, because, that's like a deal you have to pick from three separate. Anyway, somebody told him that game shows aren't that big a thing in the next world. And there's television, certainly. And there's television every bit as stupid as what we have in this existence, from what I've been told by my sources there. But apparently game shows are just not that big a deal, probably because there really isn't an economic system. So it isn't, people don't strive to win big prizes. So he said, okay, so I guess I won't be a game show host. And then he asked about charity work, because he spent most, if not all, of his adult life doing a lot of work for various charities. And then he was told, well, we don't really need that either, because there really isn't poverty in the next world. So then he said, I'm not really sure how I'm going to spend my eternity. He said, maybe I'll be a beach bum. And then he said, there are beaches here, right? And they said, yeah. And he goes, well, okay, I guess that's what I'll have to look into then. And maybe just being facetious, but, you know, can't do the stuff he was doing on Earth. Anyway, moving on. Fred Trump and Charles Lindbergh. Fred Trump is the father of President Donald Trump. Charles Lindbergh was the first man to fly solo across the Atlantic and a Nazi sympathizer in his day. They have thrown in the towel and are declaring victory. Yes. If you've been listening to the show, they have been running pro-President Trump rallies in the afterlife, which makes no sense because nothing they do there can influence what happens on Earth in any way. So why they felt the need to rally people in support of President Trump, I don't know. But they've been having these rallies, and Martin Luther King Jr. and his BFF Adolf Hitler were outside protesting the rallies every time there was a rally going on in a venue. And last week, as I told you on the show, somebody or somebodies rounded up a whole bunch of stray dogs and released them into the stadium where Trump and Lindbergh were having their rally. I'm sorry, that's just funny. So the dogs weren't rabid or anything like that. They didn't hurt anybody, but they were running wild through the stands, you know, as packs of dogs will do. And it kind of caused the rally to end early. So some people think that was the final straw, because the crowds were shrinking anyway for the pro-Trump rallies, and the crowds were growing for the anti-Trump rally protests. And some people feel, or a lot of people feel, that the dog thing was just the final straw, but Trump and Lindbergh will not admit that. They say they've achieved their mission, whatever the hell it was. They say, we've done what we set out to do. But Martin Luther King Jr. and Hitler vowed to renew their protests if Trump and Lindbergh decide to change their mind and resume their crusade. So for right now, things are at a stasis. There are not going to be any more pro-Trump rallies. And apparently for right now, there will not be any anti-pro-Trump rally protests. I think I said that right. Lastly, just before I recorded this, we got official word that musician Tom Petty had just arrived in the afterlife. If you saw any news at all this week, on Monday, you know that there was a false alarm that he had transitioned when he actually hadn't. Apparently, CBS reported for some reason that the LAPD had told them that Tom Petty had moved on, and then the LAPD came out and said, no, we have no word about that. He's in desperate shape, but he has not passed away just yet. And then he did. So it is official. He did arrive in the next world. But according to my paparazzi sources there, it was because it was such short notice, there was the false alarm, and I guess people showed up thinking he was about to arrive. And then they were told that no, he wasn't, so they left. So that when he actually did arrive, the crowd was smaller than you would have expected. You know, because people were kind of, you know, they had already gone home, so they didn't come back. So my sources tell me that Tom looked amused. He wasn't confused like some people occasionally are when they arrive in the afterlife. He just seemed amused. He was like, so this is it? This is, okay, fine, you know. And when people told him, well, we're sorry about the size of the crowd, the first thing he said was, I didn't even know I was going to be here, so it's not like I had any expectations of crowd size. Fair enough. You know? And then he said he would be happy to put on a makeup concert as soon as he could put a band together. So I guess sometime in the next couple of weeks, probably, there will be a Tom Petty concert in the next world to make up for the, you know, the majority of the crowd not having come back when they got word that he actually was. You know what I'm trying to say here. Okay, that's it. I am done. I'm going to lock up the Celebrity Afterlife Report studio for another week. I padlock it, and I also have a combination lock. Just so you know, it's high security we got here. Anyway, I'll be back next week with more up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite-to-see celebrities. In the meantime, do me a solid. Tell people they can find the report on iTunes. in the Google Play Store, on YouTube even, and also on K-Chung Radio AM 1630 in Los Angeles, where it is aired on Monday afternoons at 1 p.m. And we thank them for putting it on their radio station. I am a celebrity medium. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast. To ask a question about your favorite deceased celebrity, call 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-369-3732.